Thank you. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:09 right now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Our technology, computer, how's that feeling?
That's
today?
Not going well. That's not going well. So if you're listening this morning and you're wondering what happened to all the music, we're working on it because, you know, we've talked a little bit about the fact that you know, our computer system here at the station needs a little bit of a reboot, and it needs a little bit of a revamp. And today it was like, no, I'm tired. I'm just not going to do this anymore.
Monday, so it's got to do it on a Monday, right?
I was in the middle of my toast and my egg, and I was like, wait, oh gosh, this is not good. So it was one of those deals where when it died, it kicked me completely out of everything we do remotely.
Okay.
And now because it's dead, it won't let me back in. And so thank goodness Corey Hartman did not go to Racine or Park Falls because he is here today to help fix this. Wow. We're gonna do the best we can here this morning, honestly.
I heard Benjamin Orr in the Cars and Drive, and then that was all I heard.
And
I
then
was
it
like,
just...
What's happening here?
It was like, no, I can't go on. I do not want it to be Monday. I'm just going to stop right here, and I'm going to pretend it's the weekend, kind of like what the rest of us like to do on a Monday morning. So I was trying to work on it. You know, we have a few tricks up the sleeve of always trying to get it back on the air. And no, today it is just absolutely, absolutely refusing to do anything. So it's going to be a whole lot of us for a little bit and a whole lot about my phone with some Spotify on it. Because that's what we're going to do today, which means it's basically my pick. I get to play whatever I want.
Cool. Awesome.
I don't know how else to go about doing this. At any rate, we're working on it. I promise. We're going to do our best here this morning. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Did you guys do anything exciting? I mean, Mother's Day weekend, I know that your lovely wife had a full slate of things that she was going to get to. Did she have a nice Mother's Day weekend? We'll start with that.
I think so. I mean, she was so busy. I mean, yesterday she went and had lunch with her oldest son.
Sure.
And then after that, because they hung out for a little while, and then after that, she went to her mother's house, and then they went to a garden center and picked up flowers and everything, and then eventually she came back here, and then we made dinner. Phoenix and I made dinner for last night and cleaned up and did that whole thing. And then on Saturday, she spent some time with her younger son. So they hung out. So she had a really, really, really busy weekend. So turning Mother's Day into a whole weekend long event. And that's fine because, I mean, she deserves it. She works really hard. And, you know, so, I mean, yeah, it sounds like she had a great Mother's Day. And then Friday, I spent way too much money on concert tickets. I mean, and it's been a while since I bought tickets to a show. And it just worked out that way. I don't know if you remember the band James.
Sure, vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're coming back to the States. So they're going to be playing a couple of shows not really too close by, but one in St. Paul.
Oh, so nice.
Bought tickets for that show.
Very cool.
And then while we were talking about concert tickets, I had remembered that Crowded House was going to be coming back to the States.
And love it.
These are bands that don't really play the States a lot.
Right.
So when they do play the States, if you like them, you really have to jump on tickets. So then I wound up buying tickets for Crowded House, too. So, I mean, that was a pretty expensive day. And I am here to confirm something that we all know already. The service fees on tickets are ridiculous.
Oh yeah. So. They're getting a little bit out of control. They're a little bit astronomical. We've talked about this because, you know, things are now moving in front of the US Congress as to why we are paying the prices that we are. I mean, we talked about it last week. Taylor Swift, in the middle of this Eras tour, the European leg, kicked off the shows in Paris this past weekend, and people from the United States were actually traveling to Paris because by the time they bought airfare, they bought motel, all of that, and their concert tickets, because they don't have the type of fees we do in this country, Swifties were still able to get a cheaper price tag to see Taylor Swift in Paris than they were here in the United States. So that just tells you a little how to whack things are, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
So Well, I'm glad that you guys had a great weekend. I mean, it was pretty low key here on Goose Poop Pond.
How was your Mother's Day? I know you didn't really.
It was good.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
No, it was quiet. And I'm totally about that. Now Saturday, we decided we were going to go down to Fair on the Square. As I said on Friday, nice. The teenager decided he wanted to leave the confines of the house. So whenever he does that, you know, you're kind of like, yes, absolutely, we're going to go. So we made our way down to Fair on the Square, had some delicious food, got myself a sweatshirt. Thank you very much to my husband. It's the best sweatshirt ever. It says "Not the World's Worst Mom." Which is awesome, because sometimes my kids will tell me that when they're comparing me to their friends' parents. They'll be like, "You're not the worst mom. You know, I'm not tracking my kids with a cell phone app. I'm not doing those kinds of things." So they appreciate that. So I got that. And then we made our way to Madison, where my husband had a couple of things he needed to pick up. And then we just came home and just kind of chilled for the night. So that was Saturday. Yesterday, we hung around the house and didn't really do a whole lot of anything, which is always fine. I'm always about that, and enjoyed a little bit of the warmth because it was a lovely day.
Really,
my goodness.
Was, yeah.
It was absolutely gorgeous. Got the gutters cleaned out so my root cellar quits, letting the water inside from outside. We did that in the middle of a little pop-up thunderstorm that came through the area. We weren't expecting it, right? All of a sudden, it started getting darker out, and Corey's like, "Ooh, I don't know if we're going to be able to grill." And I was like, "Why?" And he said, "There's a thunderstorm coming." Well, by that point, the rumbles of thunder started, and he was like, "Oh, gosh, the gutters," because, well, they're pretty backed up. Pine cones, pine needles, all the little remnants of squirrel stuff out here. You never quite know what's in the gutters at Goose Poop Pond. So he ran out there and got everything all cleaned up. And then it started pouring. And it literally poured for 5 seconds. And then the sun came out. And he's like, "Really? I did all of that for that?" I was like, "No, you did it because now it's done. Thank you."
And I don't know how it was for you, but it was starting to get kind of warm in the house yesterday.
Yes.
So it borderline turned the air conditioner on, but
didn't,
because it did cloud up and it started to look like it was, it got windy. And so, you know, all the windows were opened and it dropped in the house maybe
right?
a couple of degrees, but it was still kind of warm. But
it was a little warmish. That's for sure. Now, I don't know. Did you guys happen to see the Northern Lights on Friday night?
No.
I think that was the most amazing show of the whole week, a whole weekend, wasn't it? My goodness. Mm-hmm. Now, Corey actually ended up over in the Eau Claire area watching Northern Lights. And I stayed home because I was really tired. It had been a long week. And out here on Goose Poop Pond, you know, this area got a little bit of rain. So it was getting kind of sketchy as to whether we were going to see Northern Lights. Now, if you were right on Goose Poop Pond, you probably had a hard time, because once that rain came through and things cooled down, the whole lake got foggy like it normally does, and you couldn't really see much in the sky. We were the only area with like a little bit of fog. So we didn't actually get to see the Northern Lights, but my husband got some amazing photos. And it turns out that for, you know, the rest of the world, millions of people got to see those lights this weekend, at least sort of, kind of. Some saw them the same way that, you know, a 13-year-old's going to watch that Taylor Swift concert we were just talking about, mostly through their phones, Ben. The aurora extended way farther south than usual thanks to this huge solar storm. That's where charged particles from the sun light up as they hit the Earth's magnetic field. It was the strongest one we've seen since 2003. Even people in Florida were posting photos this weekend of the Northern Lights, which is pretty insane that they got to see them that far south. Some of those shots might be more impressive than, you know, what they actually saw in person, though. It turns out that phone cameras are so good now, they picked up the Northern Lights a lot better than our eyes. I don't know if this is like phenomenal new information for people. I mean, our phones are way more sensitive, especially on night mode, which is meant for low lighting type settings. So some might argue that's not a whole lot better than watching a video of them on YouTube, but most people online seem to agree that it still counts. So you get to cross the Northern Lights off your bucket list, by the way.
Sure.
If you're just hearing about this, it turns out that you are also not alone. A ton of people in spots like Arizona and Texas complained that they had no idea they could have seen them. And if they'd known, they might have actually stepped outside to do so. And Corey's text texting me right now as he's listening this morning, trying to fix whatever is happening with our ENCO program. People saw auroras in all 50 states, including Hawaii, and then we just mentioned Florida as well. So that's pretty crazy. That tells you how strong it really, really was this weekend. It was pretty insane, and the photos are just magic. You know, I mean, they're gorgeous, and the sky was just all of these different colors. You had purples and greens and yellows out there, and you had a whole lot of pinks and reds, and it was just absolutely magical. So if you got to see those northern lights, kudos to you. If not, share them with the neighbor who totally missed out on the entire experience.
Like us. Yeah.
My husband has not got to edit any of his photos quite yet. He didn't have time to do so this weekend, but I'm really excited to see them all edited.
It is something to see, isn't it?
I mean,
it's amazing.
He got some really amazing shots, and he's like, I've never seen, you know, and he's Northern Lights or something. It's kind of like the elusive Christmas train for my husband, right? Like he tries really hard every single time there's this chance to get this amazing photo. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. He does a lot better with Northern Lights than he does with that Christmas train zipping by at 50 on railroad tracks throughout the state. But it's a little bit elusive, right? You got to be in the right area, can't have too much cloud cover, but it was just magic over most of the United States on Friday night. So kudos to you if you
got
those. Is
this one of those
shots.
Things that we cut people a little bit of slack when they're trying to take photos of something like this?
So.
You know, living behind the camera as opposed to just
watching. Because this was such a big phenomenon too. I mean, the fact that this was the biggest solar storm we'd seen essentially for 21 years, it was a big phenomenon. So I think if you were able to take pictures, and let's face it, I think with the naked eye, Corey Hartman, I think you could correct me if I'm wrong, but for a lot of people with the naked eye, it was so bright you could see it, but those photos just make it seem so much brighter and so much cooler. So I think that for this particular case, living in the moment is good, but also capturing it on photo is also very, very good. Yeah. So I don't know. It was one of those weekends. Yes, Corey says sometimes it was even lighting up the ground, and you could even see like the moon in there and all of that kind of stuff. He said it was just basically like having a light on. So that's really, really awesome. So if you got to see the Northern Lights and weren't bogged down by the fog, please share those photos with us, because I was a little sad. Now, I could have hopped in the car, Finn, and went and, you know, saw the Northern Lights. Dexter and I contemplated it for a minute. I was so tired on Friday night. My goodness, it was such a long week. And I was like, you know what? I would love to see it with the naked eye. I know my husband is going to have some amazing photos that I can't even describe in my dreams. So we're going to live vicariously through that this one time.
I get it. When you're just totally wiped and you just can't move and you just want to stay on the couch or whatever, I totally get it.
That's how I was on Friday night. And that's pretty much what Aspen and I did. We watched TV, we hung out, and, you know, we just kind of chilled on Friday night.
Well, now, did you watch anything good? Was there anything?
What did I watch on Friday night? I think I just caught up on some of the you know, network shows that I love to watch. You know, I'm big into the cop dramas and the medical dramas and stuff. So I think I caught up on that. Watched another couple episodes of Hacks this weekend. They, you know, they had a couple more out in the last few weeks, so I got caught up on that as well. Still brilliantly written. So excited about that show. And then last night I started a new series, and I'm kind of excited about this one because I've heard so many good things about it. It's called Girls on a Bus, and it's not probably like what you're thinking. You know, there was that whole bus tour of the co-eds way back in the day. Remember that? What was that called? I can't remember, but it's nothing like that. It's actually a series set in our current political spectrum about four female reporters that are trying to cover candidates if running for president. And it's these women who become friends from all walks of life riding on the same bus together, covering all of these major political events as they try to narrow down the Republican and the Democratic candidates so that they can have the one, you know, at their big conventions. And so that's what it's about. So I'm kind of excited. I watched one episode of it last night because then I had to go to bed. So I'm a little excited. That was pretty much my viewing pleasure this weekend.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. Sometimes you just find stuff, and that's what you do. So, but no, it wasn't anything astronomical. It was just a very quiet, good weekend. Enjoyed a whole lot of beautiful weather as well. Saw a few things. Got my mama.
And you got to go to the fair on the square.
I know, and there was some amazing stuff down there. My goodness. Went into some of the stores. Of course, Spin Shack is always a favorite stop of ours. Got a bunch of new vinyl. We got some CDs. Because my husband, there's an entire wall of CDs in Spin Shack when you walk in. It's right behind the vinyl, right? And he turns around and he goes, oh, I didn't know they had CDs. Now, we know he's a big fan of the CD medium. I was like, they've always been here. We've been in here a million. I guess I've just always gotten to the vinyl, and that was it. Yeah. So he pulled out a few CDs as well, and has some new music. I don't know
physical
how he's going to
media love it.
I know. I don't know how he's going to listen to them. The only CD player we have is in the car that I drive. But, you know, whatever. That's fine. That's fine.
You were going to say something about your mama. So did she have a good Mother's Day gift?
I talked to her a couple of times, and I was able to, get her a really awesome gift. She might be listening this morning, so I don't want to say what it is. But Dexter and I picked out some really cool stuff for her, so we're going to take to her probably this week. And, it was one of those days yesterday where I probably should have went and seen her, so please don't think I'm a bad human being. I probably should have went to see her, but I just didn't even get dressed yesterday, and I stayed at home. That was essentially what I did. So, yeah, that tells you everything you need to know. We're starting to move around here a little bit. Corey Hartman's been trying to work remotely on the old Enco system. Corey Hartman, do we have any luck? Are we doing?
No, it's dead?
Oh, boy.
It's dead. Oh, that's good. All right.
Live radio. Nice.
So this is what you get this morning. A whole lot of Finn in me and then my phone. Woo. I'm hoping I got everything connected right. We'll give this a try here.
Every journey begins with a single step, Matt.
That's right. So, that's right. Okay. So
it's an all request Monday.
It is an all request Monday. If there's something you want to hear to start your day, I've got Spotify locked and loaded. You can text us 355-997. I'm just going to turn up every little slider I have here because I'm not sure really which one, again, off the top of my head is going to work. All right, Finn, tell me if you can hear this. Here we go. It's not play. Oh, there we go. Can
there
you hear
go.
That, Finn? All right. All right. We got it. Woo!
All right.
It's the king of wishful thinking on Max FM.
Listen to me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, Finn, things just keep getting better and better over here. Mike Ganger's trying to do some stuff this morning. He's lost complete access to everything. Ah, this is the way Monday's going to go,
That's
isn't
the way it?
It
is. Yep.
Okay. Here we are.
Improvise.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's for sure. So today, if your day is going much better than ours over here at Max FM, everything is signing me out. What is happening this morning? This is like the day of bad technology. So if your day is going better than ours and you plan on spending, you know, some quality time in the fresh air, Finn, I don't know why I'm hurrying through this stuff. Like I have,
yeah,
you know, anything
slow
to
down.
Do.
Take
right?
Your time. We've got
I mean,
plenty
we have plenty of time.
Of time
to get through this. It turns out that going outside each and every day is pretty darn important. Now, you and I get plenty of adventures outside just because we have dogs who mm-hmm. really love to take those walks, right? But if your idea of spending quality time outside is walking 100 feet up to Starbucks rather than going through a drive-through, there's a reason you're probably not feeling a little revived each and every day. Now, according to a new poll, the average person needs to spend 67 minutes outside each day in order to feel refreshed, which would be like walking 4 miles to that Starbucks we were just talking about, or to the Coffee Bean, or to the Nautical Coffee Shop downtown Baraboo, because mm-hmm. we yep. have lots of options to choose from, right? Now, that's easy enough right now when it's just getting a little warmer out, but it's not still too hot. I don't know. Yesterday, by the time I got home from a walk, I was feeling it. It was
warm.
A little warm. It was a little warmish out there. It's a real struggle to get those 67 minutes in when it's January here in Wisconsin, right? Or July in Arizona. I can't even imagine what those poor people do. How do they define feeling refreshed in this particular poll? Well, about 2 in 3 people say that being outside relaxes them, puts them in a better mood, helps them clear their head, and being cooped up inside too much can deepen feelings of depression, anxiousness, and loneliness. So there you go. I guess it's important that we get outside each and every day.
It's scientifically proven. Yep.
That's right. That's right. We have those dogs for a reason who keep us on the top of our game and get us outside. As we're talking, I'm just going through like my Spotify trying to find some stuff to play.
You're multitasking today.
I don't even know what to do at this point, but go outside. It'll make you feel better. I'm going to take my own advice here in just a moment. And any requests from you this morning, Finn? Anything you want to hear as we're talking, vamping?
And
I know I'm putting everybody
on
the spot this morning.
Like
I know.
That. How about some Duran Duran? That
oh,
sounds like
okay.
Good
all right.
For
let
a
me
Monday.
Do, let me do a search for
Something
Duran
good
Duran
from
here.
Duran Duran.
Hi. This is great stuff. Yeah, I'm sure people at home right now are like,
are
what
riveted.
Is
yeah.
I know. This is riveting radio, people. Riveting radio. It is an all request Monday, though, because our computer system died. It's dead. Completely
so
dead.
So we need your help today.
That's right. That's
Reach
right.
Out.
So if there is something you want to hear on this Monday morning, you can text us 355-9970. We have opened up the Spotify. Obviously, it's got to be morning show appropriate and kid appropriate in the morning. But yeah. If there's something you want to play, please let us know, and we'll be happy to do that. All right, so let's see. When it comes to Duran Duran, we got Hungry Like the Wolf, Ordinary World, Come Undone, Invisible, Say a Prayer. Anything in particular that you're looking for this morning, Fit?
I feel Ordinary World sounds
okay,
all right. Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that here in just a minute as we continue to just waste some time. Yeah, we're not in a hurry this morning, people, because... We don't have to be. We don't have to be in any sort of hurry this
because
morning.
Because we're waiting for Corey Hartman to MacGyver everything so that everything
gosh.
Will be working again.
All right. We got a request in here, and we'll get to this one in just a minute. Firehouse, Don't Treat Me Bad. All right.
Oh,
we'll
that's
get
a
to
good
that.
One.
That's
yeah, sure.
a good one. We'll get to that here in just a moment. It's going to be a lot of this
morning.
It's
all right. We can make it through this.
Man.
We can do this. We got this.
You know, here's the thing I'm going to say. Last week, I had a couple of mornings where our computer system was just not playing nice. And it, you know, and I'm in and out a whole lot, and I move it kind of fast. And it was one of those moments when it locked up on me, and I'm like, all right, we're going to do some extra saving. Let's play nice. Let's talk nice to each other. We got this. We came to an agreement. Things were working well. Corey and I had the discussion over the weekend. I'm like, it's not going well with Enco. Mm-hmm. It's just not. And he knows. We've been working on, you know, how we can upgrade our system as well. We got kind of pushed to the back burner because of other stations that need to be completely rebuilt. I'm saying now that maybe we can't be pushed so much to the back burner. This might be it. This might be it.
This
All right.
This is the tipping point.
This today. Might be the tipping point. But yeah. He does have to be in Racine because, you know, he came home and spent an extra couple of days at home last week because of that kidney stone. So he didn't get Racine Studios completely built. So that's what he's going to do today. Got another request coming in. All right, Marty, we see it. Come on and ride the train. We'll get to that one here this morning as well. Thank you for the request and saving us from ourselves. We do appreciate that.
Bonus for listeners because they get to request tunes.
We don't usually do this kind of thing, right? We love to play requests, but, you know, sometimes our playlist is a little tighter because of time constraints. There are none of those today. None of those. Taking a look at the forecast, though, we will tell you what the weather is going to be like, though. We can handle that. Mostly cloudy. We do have a chance for some scattered thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Maybe some showers as well. 71 for a high today. Tonight, not going to be too bad. Partly cloudy with a high near 44. Or low near 44, I should say. And then tomorrow, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. And we're looking for some really decent weather for a couple of days here this week. Sunny and 68 tomorrow, and then mostly sunny and 70 on Wednesday. Now, by request, Finn, this is yours this morning, and then I'll work on these other two. We've got Duran. It's Ordinary World, if my phone would stay on. I'm going to have to set my screensaver to go out a little bit longer. Oh, boy.
Fingers crossed. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here we go. Maybe? Oh, yay!
There we go.
It works!
Nice. Thank you, Spotify.
Someday I won't be surprised by that. It's Max FM.
I will learn to survive. forgot tomorrow. Beside the news of holy war and holy me, ours is just a little sorrow
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. So, Finn, we're going to do a little bit of a Duran Duran double play here this morning. Cool. Because my husband, he's now on his way into the studio to see what he can do. He thought that maybe Duran Duran's Come Undone
nice.
Was also very appropriate for this Monday morning.
True.
Because that's exactly what's happened here at Max FM. We have officially come undone. So Corey Hartman, just for you, driving into the station, as he keeps reminding me I'm supposed to be in Racine at 10:30. This is not my fault.
Right.
This is not, I did not break this. I did not have anything to do with this. Other times I will take the blame. Today I got nothing. So a little bit of a Duran Duran double play this morning. Here's
cool.
Come Undone on Max FM. FM.
Take a little time, my deja vu, like a radio tune. I swear I've heard before. Chill. Is it something real, or the magic I'm feeding off your finger?
Duran Duran, there is Come Undone. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 747. That's just for you, Corey Hartman, because Max FM is officially come undone this morning.
Yes.
Wow. See, this is what happens. This is what happens in radio, Finn. And, you know, most people can go to their desk, and if the computer systems at your office fail, it sucks for the day, right? But you get on.
But then
on
you have the IT people working on
right,
it.
And, right. Yeah. And you're not trying to do a live show at the same time that everything is dead. So you can get by with, oh, we're just having some computer issues here for the day. Well, we're working on things. We can't get by with that. When our computer system dies, the entire world knows.
Look,
it.
I'm trying to put a positive spin on it. It makes it exciting, though.
It does.
That's what it does.
It
okay?
does. And we're doing all right here this morning.
We're hanging on there.
I know. Yeah. And, you know, Corey Hartman's the IT department. So, you know, we'll call on him. Now, I think he would like me to call a different IT department. I'm pretty sure that if he had the choice of me calling a different IT department, he would be all about that, but no, he's the official IT department.
Well, I
today.
Hope he got a little bit of sleep last night.
He did. He went to bed shortly after I did, and I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night, so I think he was shortly behind me, so I think he put Aspen out, and as far as I know, as I was drifting off to sleep, I heard the lulls of, you know, good night sounds in our living room. So
gotcha.
Hopefully that's the case. Yeah, he says he showered, he went to bed, so that's good. And thank you for letting us know that you do shower. I appreciate that, Corey Hartman. he's voice texting me here as he drives in. He was a little upset too when I went in to tell him that we had some major issues. He always gets upset with me because I'm always the morning show host, right? Like in our relationship. So when things go really wrong and wonky, I'm the one who has to tell him. Now, there was a point in time when we were doing Oldies Radio in South Dakota. Same thing happened at our studio then because, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, these systems, they tend to not want to run forever, right? And I had to call him, and he says to me, he goes, just put in a CD. I was like, no. You don't understand. Like, it will only play 3 seconds of something. I said, you really need to turn on your radio right now. And he's so mad at me. He's so mad at me. He just wanted to go to bed, right? And so he turns on the radio, and literally our computer system at the time, it didn't just die. It would only play 3 seconds of everything, and then it would go on to the next event, play 3 seconds of something, and then it would die. And so I was like, I told you, it's broken. Like, I'm not making this stuff up. It's broken. It's broken.
Now, how does that work for you? Because I'm very familiar with this scenario. When you know you have to poke the bear, okay?
Yes.
All right? So you are the bearer of bad news, and
sure.
you have to... So do you take a deep breath before you actually announce...
Yes. Well, this morning, he right away said to me, he goes, text Dave. You know, Dave Grant is like our other IT
our go-to.
Guy.
Yeah.
I was like, it's 7 o'clock. He's at his full-time job. It's you. Like, I don't have anybody else. Yes, Corey Hartman, you should call in if you want to tell the entire story. Help me out here a little bit. I mean, you had to help me out 20-some years ago when I had to do the same thing. So help me out on this one
See,
as well.
See, no, I get this because last night when I was the chef in the household and it was me and our teenage son doing the cooking, you know, we have a recipe, but we're totally clueless. So we have
so
to go ask.
It.
Yeah, we have to go ask the main chef.
Right.
Like, okay, does this mean this is what I do? Or, you know, and with each time that you have to go ask the question, you get a little bit more nervous anticipation.
Yes, you know what absolutely. I mean?
So I'm familiar with this. Yeah.
All right, Corey Hartman, are you there? Do I have you? Did this work? Oh, he tried to call in. I don't know if it worked. I haven't taken a phone call off my phone into my board yet. So he will maybe try that again here.
We'll
okay, he's
again.
Trying
okay.
again. All right. All right. Hold on. Corey Hartman, are you there? Did I make it work? Is it working? Are we happy?
Did he say
hold on, hold on. I can hear you. Hold on. Let me, let me touch some buttons. Are you there?
Yeah, you got to push the button. You got to slide up the little thing.
I know. I had to push it. I had to Bluetooth you through the one, but then I had to pick the right device.
Oh, man.
You're
so hard for you this morning.
You are really stretching my technological capabilities here this morning. Oh, this
you're just awesome. Lucky we even have this right now.
I know. So you want wanted to tell the entire story of how it went down 20 some years ago when we were working in oldies radio and the computer died, because you do sound effects and things. And I mean
the oldies songs are only 2 minutes long to begin with,
right?
So you know that makes it hard enough, but when you call and I hear 1, 2, 3 good luck and then that's it. And then
the Rascals shorter than usual.
Yeah, that was essentially how it all went down. That was essentially how it went down that morning. Now, my favorite part, though, was his exact words to me, grab a CD and put it in. And I said to him, fine, it's the best of the A's artists this morning, because all of our oldie CDs were in alphabetical order. We seem to have lost him as he's driving in this morning as well. All of our CDs were in alphabetical order.
Sure.
So what I just would put one in and I would be like, it's the best of the impressions this morning, starting with A. Amen. Here we go, people. Because, you know, sometimes you do what you got to do. All right. So it is 7:53, and we can do some birthdays because it seems like, you know, the interwebs is working
that's
this morning.
Still working.
So, yeah.
We don't want to jinx it, but yeah.
Right? I know. So let's run down what we have here for birthdays. And of course, we're going to talk about the celebrity birthdays. But if you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, God, I hope somebody's still listening this morning, you can text us 355-9970. Starting at the top of our celebrity list, Debbie Ryan, who is the star of Disney's Jessie. She's also on the Netflix series Insatiable. She is celebrating her 31st birthday today. Candace Akala, who's the blonde vampire Caroline on The Vampire Diaries. She is 37 years old. Speaking of vampires, Robert Pattinson, who played Batman and glittering Twilight vampire Edward Cullen, is celebrating a birthday. He's 38 years old, which
is crazy.
Right? Is it one of those things where he's been on the scene for so long that you don't even realize how old he is? I think that's exactly what it is.
Well, you know, the funny thing about him is that, wow, starting with those Twilight movies, no offense to anybody that loves those Twilight movies.
Sure.
But in the years since then, he has really evolved into a pretty decent actor.
Yes, absolutely.
The fact that now he's playing Batman,
right.
We've we've come a long way, actually. And I know he's done some more serious stuff before he even tackled the role of Batman. And yeah, he's kind of evolved.
He's kind of done his thing. No, and I, you know, and I don't dislike him. I thought he was great in Batman. I thought he did a really wonderful job in Batman. So, you know, if you got that going for you, I think out of all the Batmans that we'd seen, you know, I thought he kind of brought it home a little bit for us. So I liked Robert Pattinson. Lena Dunham is also celebrating a birthday today. She's 38 years old as well. She was the Frequently Naked creator and star of that HBO show Girls. Let's see, we also have Samantha Morton on the list, Alpha on Walking Dead. She's also Brothel Madam Margaret on Hulu's Harlots. She's 47 years old. Buckethead is celebrating a birthday today as well. Cool. Of course, he's the guitar player who's known for basically wearing a KFC bucket on his head. Mm-hmm. And you've pretty much only heard of him because he was in Guns N' Roses from 2000 to 2004. His real given name is the much, much less memorable Brian Patrick Carroll, but he is celebrating his 55th birthday.
I mean, if your name is Brian, right, and you're rocking out on stage with Axl and Slash, then yeah, you probably have to come up with a better stage name, I guess.
Right. I'm guessing the only one who really cares that he's Brian is probably his mama. I'm just guessing. Yeah. I'm guessing that she's
Why do you have to go by Buckethead? We gave you a perfectly fine name.
That's exactly how that conversation goes down. You know it. Darius Rucker, no matter how many country hits he records, he's always going to be Hootie of Hootie and the Blowfish. He is 58 years old this weekend, or today, I should say. I wish it was still the weekend. Stephen Colbert, genius from The Late Show, who got his start on The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. He is 60 years old. Dennis Rodman is celebrating today as well. Sometimes the ambassador of North Korea, I guess. That's a really weird relationship he has with Kim Jong-un. He is celebrating his 63rd birthday, but it's Dennis Rodman. Do we really ask
questions? Is that more of a bizarre relationship, or was his relationship with Madonna even more bizarre?
I don't know. That he's done some weird time. Things. I mean, he was hooked up with Carmen Electra there for a while at one point in time. He's a strange guy. He's a strange dude. Alan Ball from 6 Feet Under and True Blood. He's the creator, actually, of both of those shows. He also won the Best Original Screenplay Oscar for American Beauty. He is celebrating his 67th birthday. Oh, here's a good one on the list. Legend Stevie Wonder is celebrating a birthday today. Ooh. He is celebrating his 74th birthday. He's won 25 Grammys, the most ever by a male solo artist, and he did it without being able to see, which makes it even cooler, I think, because he is so in tune with music. And you know, you and I talked about it a little bit, that We Are the World documentary that you can watch now on streaming, just to listen to him be able to mimic the other artists, you know, because he uses his ears so much to do what he does in music. It's crazy. And I love Stevie Wonder, and because we have nothing else going on this morning, we're going to pull out some Stevie Wonder a little later on. Plus, we've got those requests over on the text line that we'll get to here in just a moment as well. Magic Dick of the Jay Giles Band, he's the superstar harmonica player. He definitely has a less cool name. He's a little bit like Buckethead. His mama calls him Richard Solwitz. Magic Dick is celebrating his 79th birthday today. We'll pull out some Jay Giles Band this morning as well. I mean, what do we have, Al? What else is going on? Right. It's fine. And then Harvey Keitel, who plays a tough guy in almost every movie he's in, from Pulp Fiction to Taxi Driver to Reservoir Dogs. He even played the role of Satan in Adam Sandler's bomb Little Nicky. He is celebrating his 85th birthday today. Now, of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, it's easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, it's 7:58, so I feel like I've got to get the official stuff in here. We have to do something every hour called the Legal ID. WRPQ and Baraboo and 99.7 Max FM. So we'll get that in there as our official, unofficial legal ID. I don't know how legal that was. It's something. It's something. So we got to take a look at this forecast right now, Finn. Mostly cloudy today. Some scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms possible this afternoon. 71 for our high today. Partly cloudy down to 44 tonight. And then tomorrow and Wednesday looking absolutely gorgeous. Lots of sunshine with a high near 68 tomorrow. And then as we look ahead to Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Right now it is 63. Now, we had a request that came in this morning. thing, and someone wanted to hear Firehouse, Don't Treat Me Bad. So we've got that right now on Max FM. And remember, if there's something you want to hear today, because, well, our computer system, it's broken. 355-9970. All you have to do is text us here on Max FM.